Good morning. I'm Dean Oliver.
Good morning, Mr. Oliver. We spoke on the phone this morning. I'm Cindy Metz.
Nice to meet you, Ms. Metz. Please, sit down.
Thank you.
So as I understand it, you've had some trouble using our ATM.
Yes, I put my card in, punched in my PIN number, and tried to withdraw $200, but the machine ate my card. I'd like my card back.
I'm afraid it isn't as simple as that. There seems to be a problem with your account.
What kind of problem?
After you called, I checked your file. According to our records, you have insufficient funds in your checking and savings accounts.
That's ridiculous. There's plenty of money in both accounts, I assure you. There must be a mistake in your records.
I printed out your most recent statement. As you can see, neither account has enough money to cover your withdrawal.
Yes, I can see that. I can also see that these accounts belong to someone who spells her name M-E-T-T-S. My name is Metz, 1T1Z.
Oh, dear. When you called, I typed that name into the system and the information came up. I assumed it was you.
Well, it's not. Now, may I have my card back?
Of course. Let me just check your account.
How long will this take? I have an appointment at 11.
I'm just printing out your account statement. Just a moment. You're right. You have sufficient funds in both accounts.
What is this $10 charge here?
Let me see. That appears to be a fee for a returned check.
You're saying I bounced a check?
It appears that that's what happened.
I've never bounced a check in my life. This can't be right.
This statement was mailed to you 2 weeks ago. Didn't you see it then?
I haven't had time to read my personal bank statements.
Well, if you wish to contest it, you can take it up with Mr. Manso, our accounts manager.
Never mind, I don't have time. I just want my ATM card back.
Certainly. Here it is.
Do you have any idea why the machine ate it?
Well, my guess is that you entered the wrong PIN number. If you enter the wrong number 3 times, the machine withholds your card.
That could be it. I can never remember the number.
If you like, we can change it. Perhaps to something easier to remember.
Thanks, but I don't have time right now. Thank you for your help.
Thank you, Ms. Metz. Here's my card. Please let me know if I can be of further assistance.
I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a nice day.